share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Last month, Sajit was arrested by Thailand immigration for possessing an invalid passport but was later released on bail. She reportedly left Malaysia immediately after failing to present herself for a court hearing back in February. Just recently, Sajit had confirmed that she is now residing in Australia after they granted her asylum. She described it as a place that respects human rights, all thanks to the offer made by Phil Robertson, Deputy Asia Director of the Human Rights Watch Group. Now that she has been granted the permanent resident, PR, status, she revealed an assault that had happened to her during a raid back in January. According to BFM News, Sajit claimed that her private parts were groped by Jabhatan Agama Islam Selangor, JAIS, officers, which was also witnessed by her mother. Shockingly, one of the officers allegedly justified the actions and replied, "He's a man, so it is okay." She also claimed that she was treated without any compassion and humanity as the officers reportedly kicked and pinned her down during the arrest. The incident took place on the same day when she was charged in a Sharia court for cross-dressing in a religious event 3 years ago. Following the arrest, she was placed in a male detention facility overnight. The alleged assault had prompted her to lodge a police complaint, and a few days later, the authorities said that an officer from JAIS was called in to assist in the investigation, as reported by the New York Times. Unfortunately, no further actions have been taken against the JAIS officers, nor any further statements were given following the investigation. At the time, it was not publicly alleged by Noor Sajit that she was sexually assaulted, and the matter was also not mentioned by JAIS or the police. It is also reported that JAIS has refused to provide any further comments on this issue, and they will only reach out to the media if they have anything to add. As of now, Sajit has decided to divorce Malaysia for good and deny the decision to ever return to the country again, and she feels safer and calmer abroad. World of Buzz has reached out to JAIS for a statement but has yet to receive any response. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments below. Also read, Human Rights Group urges Thailand not to deport Sajit back to Malaysia following her arrest. Source: South China Morning Post. Source: CTN News. Share. Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.